The Wahine Forum Network, focused on balancing work and life in four quadrants, family, career, myself, and everything else. Christy Yanagihara owns a staffing agency with 7 employees. She's married with 2 young children. She says there is no balance, but one must be okay with that.
The stigma around women always having to put their family first, I think, is some part of the past now. Sometimes your work may be more important on some days than your family sometimes, and that's the truth. But you can have it all in just different percentages, right? It's not a 50-50 matter anymore.
Unyong Nakata is married with 1 daughter. She's the senior director of development at the UH Scheidler College of Business. She says it's a big juggling act, but don't forget about you.
I'm going to take a vacation for the first time in my life, an extended vacation, without my family, with 2 girlfriends. And that's like a big commitment for me. So I had to give myself permission to actually even create a quadrant for myself. I think it's more common that we're putting pressure on ourselves than our moms, our sisters, our friends, our husbands, or anybody.
Pony Askew is a social entrepreneur who started a business with her husband in 2010. Her 2 children are homeschooled by someone else. She says the everything else quadrant, where close relatives and friends reside, is the most important.
I talk about the 1% all the time. And those are the people in your lives that are going to float to the top, to be the cream, and the true people that are going to stick around for you when you need them the most. Because inevitably we'll all go through a very difficult decision or a difficult thing in life. And if you don't have those people, and if those people are superficially surrounded around you, you'll be alone.
All 3 panelists agreed that saying no is okay to preserve family time and should be guilt-free. Staffing agency owner Yanagihara says plans with her husband are locked in.
We take at least 1 trip by ourselves a year, and we have 1 date night a month, just us. And we calendar it. It's scheduled.
Social entrepreneur Askew says no might mean a loss of revenue, but in business, be strategic.
That could be an instant gratification to the checking account, but may have long-term negative effects to your time, your energy, and your ability to execute on something that will provide for a more long-term solution in being a successful, healthy business.
Senior Director Nakata says no could mean not this year or this season, and never react immediately to negative responses.
Sometimes you get a not nice email. Just let it lie for a day or 2. And then someone else taught me a trick. You write the email to yourself, a really angry email, but you don't send it to them.
The next Wahine Forum is May 11th. Go to mcblhawaii.org. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.